Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Poker Face is Russell Crowe's second film as a director, and like The Water Diviner, he stars in this one too. He also wrote the final script, though the writing credit for original script and story goes to one Stephen M. Coates. I know, me neither.
The plan has changed.
I'm not changing plans.
No, it can't go ahead tonight, do you hear me? He'll be there.
Tonight is all very elaborate, Jake.
Raise $2 million.
Apparently, Crowe took the story and fixed it up, to which all I can say is it must have been pretty bad to start with. Let me elucidate. First, let Russell Crowe introduce his character.
I'm Jake Foley. I'm 57. I'm a gambler. Life's just a game, right? It's all in how you read and respond to your opponents.
Jake Foley is being self-deprecatingly modest here. In fact, he's one of the world's great gamblers who's managed to turn this skill into a multi-billion dollar business. But has all that money brought him happiness? Well, yes it has, but he'd like to share it with his four old buddies.
Who are these guys?
The guys I grew up with. I'm giving them a couple of big experiences.
Cheers, lads. It's poker night.
I just thought we'd have a bit of fun and up the stakes tonight.
We meet the gang when they used to hang out by the old swimming hole, and then later when they turn into, respectively, Paul the politician, Alex the best-selling novelist, and Mikey the screw-up, played by Liam Hemsworth. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, that's only three old buddies.
Did Sam tell you what's going on?
Only that is big stakes.
Are you really sure you wanted to go down this way, man?
The other old buddy, Drew, is played, rather unlikely for a former Aussie schoolboy, by Wu-Tang Clan rapper RZA. He shows up later. But first, let the poker game commence.
Do you want the car? Or do you want the chips?
You serious? 5 million in chips.
My gift.
Billionaire Jake Foley drops leaden hints that this high-stakes game has a hidden agenda. It's going to reveal some unexpected truths, he says. Catch the irony, poker's usually about bluffing, but this game will be about laying your cards on the table from the start.
There needs to be a catalyst. And I don't have time to wait around for these guys to tell me the truth.
Cheers, lads.
Now, you think that the multi-million dollar game, the backstories of all Jake's mates and any revelations they may feel like sharing would be enough for any minor thriller.
Raise 175.
All in.
Jake goes all in.
I feel sick. I'm not surprised, Alex. I poisoned you.
But either Russell Crowe or original writer Stephen M. Coates felt that Poker Face needed a wee bit more. So just as the four or five old buddies start sharing confidences and, incidentally, wondering whether they'll get to share in Jake Foley's astonishing riches, there's a sudden change of plan.
I hope this is another one of your surprises, Jake.
They don't know where we are.
Let's go.
Okay, we got the guns.
Nobody's home. Check around. They're hiding somewhere.
The party is crashed by three middle-aged villains led by the grey-bearded Victor. Victor has nothing to do with the poker game. He's broken in to steal Jake's priceless collection of art. Did I mention that aside from his gambling skills and amazing wealth, Jake's also a leading art connoisseur?
Hello, Jake.
We aren't going to hurt anyone. We're just going to take the art.
In other words, like so many other film stars who direct themselves, Rusty has succumbed to the what a guy temptation. Even trapped in a small room by Victor and his heavily armed gang, a glance at the camera tips us off that it's just a matter of time before Jake busts loose. What a guy.
The painting is at Cezanne.
How much? It was never my intention to deliberately betray anyone.
Well, this changes things, doesn't it, Jake?
My plans change. Give me the gun.
But then Russell the action star and Russell the action movie director are suddenly sideswiped by Russell the screenplay writer. Realising that Pokerface is a little middle-aged bloke heavy, the cast looks like they're all Crow's own drinking buddies. Suddenly, a feisty daughter and a kickboxing wife arrive on the scene. Once again, nothing to do with poker.
I know you're still here, Jake.
Dad?
What's she doing here?
Hello!
Six of us and three of them. We can take them.
And from now on, all bets are off. There's certainly plenty of action, not to mention several happy endings, but frankly, not a lot of sense. And by the end of the film, Russell Crowe's deadpan poker face will be shared by most of the audience. As so many other gamblers have said over similarly unconnected cards, read 'em and weep.
Life's just a game, right? Maximize your wins. Minimize your losses. And stay in the game as long as you can.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.